And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma on a beautiful Southern California morning here in the winter. We have a great group of people here from the Bart Hall Del Mar Show. We have Bart, Jenny, and Pat McDonald here. The team is here to talk about this fantastic show coming up this week in Southern California right here in the Del Mar Fairgrounds in San Diego County. So you stay tuned. This is Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app. Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Hi, I'm Bart Hall, and I want to thank you for visiting our shows over the last 76 years. Many of you hearing this will have caught your first fish at the Kids Fish Free Trout Pond. And this year at the Bart Hall Shows, February 15th to 18th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds, we are going to gather once again to celebrate the passion of outdoor recreation. Please come and join us. And while you're there, stop by the Coastal Conservation Association of California booth and become a member. California needs your help, and CCACAL is the only organization with any chance of protecting our fishing access. This year, CCACAL will start the Star Tournament in Southern California. This is one of the nation's most successful fishing tournaments, but it is the first time it's been introduced to California. Win fabulous prizes, including a brand new Parker boat and Yamaha motor. Learn all the details of the Star Fishing Tournament at the CCACAL booth at the Bart Hall Shows. Details at hallshows.com.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen. Four fishermen in Mission Bay.
Come back to Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, round two, man. It is here.
Yeah.
Showtime coming again. And after an awesome Long Beach, we're going to be talking all kinds of great Del Mar. Today's going to be a great day.
Yeah. Good morning, Bart.
Good morning, Pete. Good morning, Rick.
Yeah, I know you don't want to talk to him. Good morning, Jenny.
Good morning. Saying it anyway.
Good morning, Pat McDonald.
Hey, Pat.
How you doing?
All right. We're doing fantastic and very excited that you guys are here for the round two of three, actually, of Bart Hall shows, right?
And
coming up this week at the Del Mar Fairgrounds, very exciting. And fill us in, Bart. What's coming up?
Well, first of all, it's very nice to be here. We've been doing this a long time.
It's a long time.
A long time,
like,
yeah.
30-plus years,
yeah,
right?
At least, yeah.
Maybe not in this venue,
yeah,
but various venues.
Yeah, different ones.
Including
you know?
The shows all over the place, right?
Yeah.
For 30-plus years.
I remember when you were first there, my dad said, boy, that's a terrible booth.
Yeah. No, he said, kid, you got a lot to learn about show business. business.
Yeah,
when we had this, like, the banner hanging and a round table. And but it's been a few
years. Didn't know who I was. I was just some kid hanging around.
Yeah, well, I have old pictures of you, and I was like, who is that guy? Right?
Cool.
Yeah, fun. Yeah, we've been doing it a long time, and still hanging in there.
Still hanging in there.
Yeah,
right.
For sure. We're pretty excited. So this week at the Del Mar Fairgrounds, starting on Thursday, what can we expect?
Well, you can expect a Hall family show, and Hall family shows are really quite different. They're not just tackle shows, they're not just boat shows, they're not just travel shows. They're everything all rolled into one, and we take that very seriously. And Pat has done a great job in arranging another round of fantastic seminars. The ones we had at Long Beach were the best I've ever seen. This rivals it. We take those seminar stuff very seriously. We want to. We feel that we encourage and build anglers. Our trout pond, I said this before, you know, a conservative estimate is 1.5 million kids fished it. They all grew up. They all had kids. They had grandkids. We've created a lot of anglers. We continue to want to do that. Now, the other thing is that without trying to be, we are now the de facto boat shows in California. I mean, Long Beach had a lot of boats.
There's a lot of boats at Long Beach.
Del Mar's going to have more boats than Long Beach.
More boats.
I don't think we've ever done that before.
Wow.
Yeah. And then when we get to the boat show, it's going to have over 200 boats. We are really, really, if you're looking for a boat, and if you are, you're looking at the right time. Because these dealers need to make deals right now.
Yeah, because for a long time they had no inventory.
Yeah.
Now they have inventory, and interest rates are up. Boat sales are down, so they're making deals.
They're paying the bank to have that boat in their lot every day, and so you can go in and make a great deal.
They want to get rid of
it. This is a great opportunity. You want to drive 1,000 miles in Southern California to see each dealer. Most of the dealers are here.
Like, name some of the dealers that are going to be here.
Okay, well, you got
Angler's
Marine, you got Sea Witch, you got H&H, those are the guys from down here.
Yeah.
You've got Cali Marine, you have not Thomas, you have a Germaine, you have Illa Marine, you have Pacific Freedom Marine, you have Johnson Marine, you have Central Coast Marine.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. I'm leaving somebody.
Well, you got Temecula Water
Sports. Temecula
Water Sports, Vision Boats, I think Shelter Island Inflatables.
Yeah.
Suzuki's there, sponsoring that area. And, so there's pretty much every major dealer is here at the show.
And some of those dealers up in that area carry some crazy inventory. I mean, some of those dealers are huge.
Oh, yeah. A lot of different.
We forgot M2O, our largest exhibitor.
Thanks,
Jake Jeffers. Yeah, thank you.
The last thing, yeah.
Sure. Good job.
And then, of course, people come to buy boats. They also come to buy tackle. And Turner's Outdoorsman, once again, is going to have a huge display, right?
We've had a partnership with Turner's for a very, very long time. Since we didn't, my father, as you know, didn't allow selling for the first 30 years. Finally, Mike Lum and I talked him into doing it. Mike was working with Andrews, and that became Turner's. And so he had the exclusive to do that. So since we first started retail, Turner's has been with us every year. And last year at this show, they set a 40-year sales record, which surprised me, but it was really good. So I don't know if they can beat that again this year, but I talked to Mike Wynn in Long Beach, and he said, we've really gone through a lot of the special deals that we had and did really well.
Because Long Beach was so successful.
But he said, I still got some for Del Mar. He says, I don't know if I can make it through Sunday.
Wow, so get there early.
Yeah, he said.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
And they had, I mean, a lot of square feet of deals.
Oh, they do. And they you know, people say, well, do they need to be so big? Well, they really do because they have so much stuff.
Yeah.
And they're, you know, my relationship with them is really good. I love having them there. I think they're a wonderful retailer. But, you know, we've got Island Tackle, too. Came down from up there. He did really well here last year as well. And he's got some special deals that Turner's doesn't have. It was smaller, different kind of things.
And those guys specialize in a lot of rod building components,
yes,
really cool niche stuff that you can't necessarily find everywhere, some really good deals.
Yeah, and actually, Mike Lum got that started a long time ago with the these guys. And we're going to build on that over the next couple of years, that rod building component, because that's what Sam wants to do. He really likes that stuff. And then you've got the San Diego Tackle Traders, who, you know, in your backyard right here. There's a lot going on. So.
Yeah, for sure. And then Ron Lane from Fast Lane Kayaks, which I hope we're going to hear from here in just a few minutes, is giving away a Hobie kayak. In their booth, right?
I'm smiling from ear to ear. Yeah. Ron and I, we talk, we kind of feed off each other. You know, I was feeling a little down yesterday, and he got me thinking. He says, "You're either a spigot or a drain. So today you're a spigot." Okay, we started laughing.
Ron's a character.
He's the oldest exhibitor we have.
Come on.
Yes.
No.
Yeah. Oh yeah. He's
both Long
several.
Beach and Delmar. Or
no,
Delmar.
No, Delmar.
Delmar.
Ron seems relatively young to me.
Well, he is. But,
I'm just kidding.
Look, he used to sell.
He's the youngest 72-year-old I know.
Sailboats. He used to sell sailboats.
Right.
Yeah. And of course, if he wasn't there, you knew the surf was up.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But his wife, Debbie, used to make banners that we'd hang on the fence. In the
that's
early
cool.
years.
Yeah,
she'd
cool.
sell them.
No, see, you just revealed the real brains behind the operation.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And Ava.
Ava's the one now.
Yeah.
You know, Ava for years said, "I hate Bart."
Yeah.
Because he always does the show during my birthday.
Oh.
I hate Bart.
But then I change and now she likes me.
Now
job.
She likes you. Yeah.
Good job.
So it's all good. But anyway, they're giving away that great kayak. All you have to do is just attend one of the many fantastic seminars that they have.
The Mirage Lynx.
And Lynx.
Oh, one more thing.
Lynx
is amazing. Oh, no. I forgot to tell you today. Anybody who calls in. That you talk to and any text you read
that we use on the air,
we are going to enter them into that drawing.
Wow!
Oh, no way!
Yeah. Come on!
Wow!
Yeah.
So anybody that calls, anybody that texts, and gets
on
the air,
are
going to be entered in to win a Hobie Mirage Drive Lynx.
A Mirage Drive Lynx.
Yeah.
Wow!
It's about $3,200.
Yeah, about $3,200. Yeah.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
Nice price.
Are we giving away tickets too?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. So a ticket to the Del Mar show for everybody that makes it on the air, either text or call.
Yep. And it worked really well that Rick gave me all the names. I did it personally, put their name on the
fantastic.
Paper, and put the ticket in, and it went to Will Call. So however they're to identify themselves to the Will Call lady.
All right.
Whoever that is.
Let me tell you too, Jeannie, that never happens so smooth. There's always, anytime there's tickets and this, you always hear about problems after the fact. I had so many people call me at the tackle store after, say, "Hey, went to the show, got our tickets, we had a great time. Thanks for everything, that was awesome." So that was awesome.
Yeah.
Well done. It never goes smooth like that.
We have to coordinate this. Our guy JP, who's manning the phones. JP, did you catch that? So everybody that makes it on the air that we actually take the call of is we're going to need a phone number and then we'll get a hold of them.
First name, last name, and the phone number.
Yeah, but we can always follow
up
with
that. Yeah, of course.
But the phone number, yeah.
You're the man.
All right. Yeah, JP says he's
on
it.
Man.
He's on it.
He knows.
Yeah. Well, he knows from 2 weeks ago, right?
You don't even know. Last time he tracked down. Yeah, he's the man.
Yeah.
Always will be.
For sure. So, Pat, what do you have to participate in this program here? Have you done anything to help out?
I'm not sure what my role is. I think a lot of it is promotion and working with Progressive, making sure they're taken care of, that our title sponsor is very happy. And so we've worked hard to do a really good signage at the place. Doing a lot of social media. I'll be walking around the show like I did in Long Beach, which was a very successful show, and doing a video that we can also then use on TikTok and Instagram, which I think Pierre Abraham was like, "Thank you, so much for getting that kind of content." And so and then doing a little bit of sales. This year I didn't do that much sales. I left that up to other folks. But and then also working with advertising, places, Western Outdoor News, that kind of thing, Phil Friedman, and coming on the shows and basically just doing a little bit of what I've always done, which is to promote and make sure that the shows are look good, when you get there also. And then also there's little things when you get to the show. There's always Mike Lem used to walk around with a fire extinguisher because he would always have to put out little fires. So that's
another thing. Your job now?
And that's part of it. That was part of Mike's job. Mike had many, many hats, as you know, if you put on a show. You know, it's it's a circus coming to town, and it's a temporary thing. And I was always pretty good at that at Western Outdoor News, where if a new project came around, they would hand it to me,
right?
Because I was a sucker. Or whatever, for whatever reason.
Yeah. Well, it's like you were supposed to be retired, and now you're sucked right back into the world, right?
Oh, I did it voluntarily. It's fine. Yeah, I didn't get sucked in too much. It's been fun.
But you know, one thing we've got to say is the Bart Hall shows are not just you three. It takes a village to really put this.
Oh, yeah. Together. We're just here kind of just at the point of PR.
Yeah.
There's a whole gaggle of people that are behind us helping out. If you go to the show, it's just people going in and out of the office and moving around.
Yeah.
And when I was at Western Outdoor News and I was helping produce the programs for all those years for Fred and now Bart, I would just go to there, get my tickets, and walk around and do my thing for Western Outdoor News, and I really didn't realize the infrastructure and everything that goes on behind the scenes. And now that I'm back there, it's like a whirlwind. I mean, you have an incredible amount of people back there all working. The whole Hall family and the grandkids now, and so it's actually very, very fun. We're looking forward to a really great show, and I think the weather's going to be pretty good. We may have a little bit of rain on Saturday or Sunday, but I think it's going to be very minor, nothing compared to
the atmosphere quivers.
And actually, it may drive people. It'll probably drive people to the show. We've always said. Beautiful sunny weather right before a show, during a show is not always great, particularly if you've had rain before it, because people want to get out in San Diego. And
yesterday everywhere. Was an example of that.
Right.
I mean, everybody in the world was outside.
Yeah. So when it starts to sprinkle again, everybody go, let's go to the show.
Exactly.
And that's what we're hoping to do.
And there's plenty of stuff both indoors and outdoors at the Del Mar Show.
Yeah, this
such,
year,
such a great venue.
Yeah, last year we did, this year at Long Beach, we did a thing called Progressive Plaza, which was to take the whole outdoor shore and kind of outdoor show area and push it all together and kind of combine it with the air dogs and the kids pond and the ducks and everything else, the casting, and we'll be bringing all of that into the Seaside Pavilion, so we'll call it the Progressive Pavilion or Progressive Plaza, just like we did. And it was a rock scene down there in Long Beach.
Fun.
It was wild.
Wow.
That's important what he's telling you. We're bringing the trot pond inside.
It's inside.
It's going to be in the pavilion tent. We're bringing the ducks inside. To the pavilion tent.
No kidding.
Yeah, we're bringing the air guns in there. We're bringing the casting in there. We're going to have a band in there. We're going to have a bar in there with tables sitting around. It'll be a fun place.
So even now, which sprinkle?
Yeah.
Who cares?
Who cares?
Yeah, come on.
Which one is the pavilion?
It's the tent.
The tent in between
Between
permanent structure.
Between Bing Crosby and
okay.
And,
all right.
It's also permanent.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
And we move the accurate seminar area into the main hall for the tackle hall, the tackle and travel hall, but that's where Turner's is, and Island, and San Diego Tackle Traders. There's plenty of stuff to buy there, but there'll be two seminar areas in there, plus a little casting lane.
Well, we got fly casting in there. I got a fly casting pond inside the exhibit hall.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
So I did that at Long Beach. It was hard to even get in there. There were four people across over in the fly fishing area, and I was trying to get in there for lessons, and I go, I think I'm going to go in for another lesson, you know, paint the ceiling, you know, the hammer. And I couldn't get in there. It was just like, I can't wait around. I got to go do another video.
That's
so
great.
I'd come back, and it was still crowded. So people are really excited about learning how to do things.
Sure.
And that involves the seminars as well.
And that's what the Bart Hall shows are all about.
Well, it's a lot of things, you know. Boats, you know, everything. Trailers. Holly's going to be there, and Royce will be there with Henry's, and he can pick out a trailer. They're going to have a ton of
Henry's. They do
Henry's custom trailers.
Custom trailers.
When mine broke down at we're putting it back on the trailer about 2 years ago. My trailer broke and broke the welds, and thankfully somebody caught it, and then Holly and Royce came down to get my boat and my trailer, hauled it away. It was gone within an hour and a half. From on the trailer, headed to El Cajon, and about a month later, they had a absolutely beautiful custom new trailer built for me.
Wow.
It was absolutely beautiful. It's probably my favorite thing about the boat, because I feel so safe going down the road.
What a nice peace of mind that is, too. Just, you know, you
having
have
a good trailer?
Oh, yeah.
I've had trailers where the wheels fell off and stuff.
Right.
Wheels, tires, brakes, all the things. I think a lot of people drive down the road and they don't realize what what a real danger they are to themselves and to the others.
So you'll be able to talk to them at the Del Mar show talk to them about do they do trailer repair also?
Yeah. It's Oklahoma. They're full service. But, they have trailers, boats, the whole thing.
Fantastic.
It's going to be a very well-rounded, a great show, and I think it's going to be a fantastic place for people to get deals for retail and also learn, but also to just walk around with the family and have a great time.
Yeah, well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up today on this Super Sunday, or should we call it the Taylor Swift Sunday? I don't know. But it's also a huge celebration because it's also Rock God Rick's birthday today. Happy birthday, Rock God Rick. So we're celebrating Rock God Rick's birthday today, and going to be a super fun today with some great friends in the studio.
No doubt about it, man. Couldn't think of a spot I'd rather be. Going to be a lot of fun today. We're going to be talking all kinds of fishing, talking Bart Hall shows, and talking to you. And if you want to join us this morning, we would love to hear from you. Give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. 1090. That's the number here on Let's Talk Hookup. Or you can send us a text. Again, text the show. We talk about it all the time. Hugely popular now on Let's Talk Hookup. It's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. If you don't have it already, just download the Let's Talk Hookup app to your phone. Not only are you able to text the show, but you can also catch all the archive shows. All the great information is available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. And again, this is a very important one. You heard Bart and Ginny talking about it earlier. We are going to get every text that gets read on the air, and every phone call that makes it on the air is going to get to go to the Bart Hall Show in Del Mar. Again, it's at the Del Mar Fairgrounds, February 15th through the 18th, coming up right here this week. And you're also going to be entered into that amazing drawing for that Hobie Mirage Lynx from Fast Lane and Ron and Debbie, and just what an awesome opportunity that is. Again, every phone call that makes it on the air and every text that gets read on the air is going to be eligible for those awesome prizes. Again, when you send your text message, make sure your text includes your first name, your last name, and your phone number so we can make sure to leave that info at Will Call and get you entered in for that great kayak. Hey, when we come back, we got a ton coming your way. We're going to be checking in with Ron Lane. We're going to be taking phone calls. We're going to be reading texts. And we're going to be talking all kinds about the Bart Hall Show. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Countdown to spring with exhilarating deals on new Yamaha outboards during Yamaha's Power and Performance sales event from now until March 31st, 2024. Purchase a new eligible Yamaha 450 to 30 horsepower outboard and get up to 7 years of warranty protection. And a Siren 3 Pro package to your purchase of a 115 horsepower and up. And receive a bonus $1,000 in dealer credit and half off your Siren subscription. Looking for lower horsepower? Yamaha's got you covered. Purchase a new Yamaha 25 to 2.5 horsepower outboard and receive up to $2,000 in dealer credit. Reliability starts here. Offer ends March 31st, 2024. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service added to 36 or 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Hey everyone, James Holst here with Norris Lithium, the official battery partner of Let's Talk Hookup. Here at Norris Lithium, we have two goals that drive who we are and what we do. The first is to make the highest quality, longest lasting lithium batteries available with a complete lineup of batteries that include 12, 24, 36 volt and starting batteries. Second, in addition to offering a 10-year warranty on all Norris Lithium marine batteries, we provide amazing customer service before and after the sale. Check us out online at norslithium.com. That's norsklithium.com, or call us at 831-232-9063. Or to see Norris Lithium batteries in person, stop by the Trolling Motor Doctor in Lakewood or Anglers Marine in Anaheim and see why Norris Lithium batteries should be in your boat.
No matter where the adventure takes you, we've got you powered. Norris Lithium.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader in fishing trips to Cedros Island. We have set the bar even higher with our second lodge opening for the 2022 season. Side-by-side lodges sitting on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views. With direct flights departing through the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at cedrosportfishing.com.
The PCS show is coming, and we will have our best ever booth at the show. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Check us out in the wildly popular Saltwater Building at the PCS show in Costa Mesa, where we will have some amazing deals for you on rods, reels, lures, and clothing. Everything at the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth will be on sale. And as always, our expert staff will help you select that perfect setup for the fish you want to pursue. For saltwater tackle at the PCS show, your best stop is the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth.
Hi, I'm Pat McDonald. Join me at California's premier outdoor recreation shows. The Bart Hall shows January 25th through the 28th at Long Beach Convention Center and February 15th through the 18th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Details at hallshows.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. We just heard the that last spot talk
about
the
Pat McDonald. Yeah. You know who that is?
I got a pretty good idea.
Yeah, for sure. And we're talking Hall Show, and a pretty exciting morning to brighten things up for the day. There's nobody better than the guy on the line right now. That's Ron Lane from Fast Lane Kayaks. Good morning, Ron.
Hey, Ron.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's happening?
Well, I'm just excited. It's it feels like spring all of a sudden. We went through the dead of winter and flooding everything, and now look at the sun's out. We got a show coming up. I'm always excited to go to the Del Mar show.
Yeah, you guys, you guys are one of the focal points at that show.
Well, you know, that kind of just grew from an idea that, you know, Bart had 30 or 40 years ago. I don't remember how long ago it was. He comes into my store and he says, "Hey, Ron, we got," him and his dad, they came in and said, we got an idea. You should put your sailboats in our fishing show." And I go, "You were going to do what?" And I went to that show and I sold a bunch of sailboats. And everybody was joking, "Where's the rod holders on this catamaran?"
That's
so
cool.
I've been a firm believer in the type of show it is, because there's a lot of people there and there's a lot of deals and it's just interesting. I took my kids there when they were little, and we went to that trout pond, and I got to tell you, it was the first fish Jared ever caught was in that pool at that show. And then my son Jared has a son named Fisher, of all things. And that was his first fish he caught was in that pool. So when we talk about the Fred Hall show, the family just feels like, well, that's how we got kicked off fishing.
That's cool.
Oh, man, that's pretty amazing. So what's going to happen in the Fast Lane booth at the Del Mar show this Thursday through Sunday at the Del Mar Fairgrounds?
We have probably the biggest presentation we're ever going to have of Hobie kayaks and Hobie stand-up paddle boards, and I think there's even going to be a Hobie electric bike there, and it's something new they're going to do. We're going to introduce it, but one of the prime things that we focus on is, and I learned this early on, is that when people can get information and get put in the right boat for them, it really helps. And this is a way you can talk kayaks with people who use them. And then right next to our booth, there's a seminar booth. And I got to tell you, when you have guys like Derwin Chang, who's in every model of boat fishing tournaments, you got Chad from Hookup Baits and Afrin from Warbaits. These guys are all kayak fishermen, and they do really well on tournaments and adventure fishing and just getting out and having fun. This is how you learn how to do it. And who better than those guys? I mean,
sure,
Nobody fishes more than those guys. So we thought it'd be great to incentivize participation in those seminars, because I know I have had so many clients go, "God, I went and I listened to a seminar and my fish count went up." I go, "Well, go figure."
Yeah, go figure, huh? So you are giving away a Hobie Lynx fully equipped kayak to one lucky person that attends a seminar.
That's right. And this boat retails for it's $32.99, and we'll have them on sale at the show, because this is one of my favorite models. It's so many guys have been looking for a lighter kayak, one that maybe you can put on top of a car by yourself real quickly. And some of the guys
like
are trading
45
in
pounds, right?
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And so here's the thing about the Lynx too, is because I've been on it, I've fished off of it. it's super stable. I mean, you can stand up on this thing, and it's that stable. And it's nimble, and it's fast. It's an amazing kayak. They did it.
It's one of our fastest.
Yeah.
It's one of our fastest kayaks.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it does all those things. And tackle management, easy with the sophisticated boxes and things that you put on it. So it's real easy to turn from a real recreational kayak into one that you can just, you know, you can just outfit with fish finders. It's got places for transducers, and it's a marvelous kayak. I took that one on the mothership trip. I was in that boat for 11 hours.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Oh yeah, no, it's an amazing. So you'll be giving away one of those, but also all the kayaks in your booth will be on sale, a lot, as well as accessories and everything. Because Hobie doesn't let you put stuff on sale, but except for this time, right?
Yeah, no, this is boat show season is, you know, we can put a boat show deal on. This will be our biggest deal we've ever done. You'll save the most money ever because just like all the boating industry, you know, inventories are up right now. And, well, that's good for you guys.
That's so rad.
Not so good for you, so you got to move them, right? So,
well, I cannot believe how busy we've been. I mean, people are anticipating going places and doing things. We've got the inflatables. All the inflatables will be at the show, from the Fiesta down to the I-9. And we'll also have
too?
Oh, yeah, everything's on sale.
Oh,
yeah. Best deal of the year.
One of the best things we ever did, you and I, was show up and blow up.
Yeah.
You know, I got to tell you, that little I-9 is one of my favorites.
We'd put four
of those in my van, and all the guys and I last June would go up to Mammoth and go snowboarding because there was so much snow last year.
You took me up too. Remember, we did that.
Well, you're one of the boys. It's not how old you are, it's how young you think.
That's right.
And that keep moving thing, you know?
Yeah.
And so we would go up there and snowboard, and then we'd show up at Convict Lake, blow up, and go out and trout fish all afternoon. It was so much fun. Because they'll blow up in just minutes, and we'll probably have a demo on how to blow them up fast, and if people want to see that. But I really suggest anybody that's thinking of going to the boat show should call the shop, just get the times of who you want to hear, you know, either whether it's Chad from Hookup Baits or Afrin from More Baits or Derwin from SoCal Fishing. He's one of the tournament guys, and they have a big kayak club, and he'll be there talking about, you know, the different types of lake fishing in San Diego and saltwater fishing with the club and their tournaments. So I can't see how you take your kids, go to the trout pond, come over, look at the kayak, see, it's all a plot.
I've been trying to get Ron for 40 years and he quit calling it the boat show, you know. But
yeah,
but he can. That's how it goes.
Yeah.
He's a big part of it. He's a really big part of it.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you this Thursday through Sunday at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Again, everybody that makes it on the air today, every text that we read on the air is going to be in that drawing. Thank you very much, Ron, for that Hobie Lynx kayak, as well as everybody that attends the seminar. So let me get this straight. If you make it on the air today and you attend all the seminars, you could have multiple entries into that kayak?
Well, God.
Oh, yeah, and the odds are going to be pretty good. I mean,
yeah,
this isn't
the
1,000 to 1 or anything.
Yeah.
This is going to be
that's so cool.
But, well, that's the whole point. I was trying to incentivize, get people into those seminars because you learn so much. Being on the outside of the seminar looking in, I see it, the guys just sitting there nodding their heads going, yeah, 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 yeah. And then when you go see a seminar and all of a sudden your fish count, when you go out and put those things into application, that's fun. When you
those guys you assembled, Ron, are great. And not only are they great, but they communicate well. So it's going to be great seminars in that room.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Ron Lane, Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay. We'll see you in Del Mar at the Del Mar Fairgrounds Thursday through Sunday.
Yep. Hey, Pat, Jenny, Bart, thanks for what you do. I just absolutely love this show. It's one of the funnest things for our family to go do together. I'm in. All right, Keith, Rick.
Talk to you, Ron.
Hey, you're a spigot. You're a spigot. You're not a drain.
No, it's a fountain. A fountain or a drain.
Fountain or a drain.
There you go. All right. Well, hey, phones are packed.
Yeah, they
want to talk. Texts are rolling in like crazy. Let's go ahead and jump into it.
That sounds good to me, buddy. How about we start it off this morning with Harry? He's called us from Chula Vista. Harry, thanks for getting started with the phones this morning here on Let's Talk Hook Up.
Hi. Good morning, everyone. Happy birthday, Rick. Really looking forward to. Oh, you're welcome. Really looking forward to going to this year's show. I'm going to be getting back into fishing, and I'll be bringing my 19-year-old grandson with me. And I'm going to be joining the California Conservation Association, the CCA, and I need to know the exact details of how I go about doing that and then get my admittance into the show. And how many hours do I need to see everything? And are the seminars online? And I don't know if you've already talked about it, but Pete, how was your dive trip? Thank you.
Well, that's a lot of questions. The dive trip was fantastic. Thank you very much. In fact, I posted on our YouTube channel kind of like 114 photos of my underwater experience there in Indonesia. That's on our YouTube channel. So you can do it on Let's Talk Hookup. Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show as a YouTube channel, or go on our website, letstalkhookup.com. On the top, you'll see a little red button. You click on that. It takes you right to our YouTube channel there. So,
As far as how many hours you need to do the Del Mar show, how much time for how many days if you're wanting to take in all the seminars, but I would just say plan as much time as you have to do it. There's a lot to see, and, it just depends. You can casually stroll through the show and make a day out of it, but if you planned on seeing every boat and every seminar and do all the things that Ron talked about, there's no way you're getting that done in a single day. I mean, don't get me wrong, one day you're going to really enjoy the show, but there's no way of putting an hour to it saying that, it's going to take you this long to do everything, because there's different things happen all the time at the shows, and there's a lot to see. And, you mentioned going with your grandson. People like different things there. You might spend a whole lot more time watching, dogs and ducks and enjoying live band, or you might spend a ton of time getting some info from tackle people, or you might spend more time, in learning about an exotic trip you're wanting to go on. It's just, I don't know how you would quantify time. What do you think, Bart?
Well, I think, I've known guys that come in for an hour and they go and they buy stuff. And then they come back the next day with their family.
Sure.
And then they spend all day. Because you really can, with your family, spend a long time. And that's the point of it for us. We want the families to come and hang out. The trout pond is one thing. The kids casting is another. The ducks. But you're right. The dogs, I can sit there for hours with those dogs.
Yeah, they're amazing.
They are amazing. I mean, and there's a lot of dog jumping things everywhere of everybody, but this particular one with Milt Wilcox, he was a Major League Baseball pitcher for 16 years.
Wow.
Pitched with the Redskins. I know. He pitched with the Red Sox, and he was in the World Series. He's very charming. So he gets the best dogs.
Oh, okay.
He's got a huge cadre of people who come. So the dog jumping there is very exciting.
Cool.
It's like a big tournament. So
that's cool.
Yeah.
Can't wait to see that.
Yeah.
Always a highlight.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
That had to go outside.
And the setup,
that's outside, yeah.
The setup in Long Beach this year was awesome. You talked about now so much of it's coming to the pavilion, but having so much of that activity all in the same spot, it made for a lot of fun. It was a great spot to go get your food, and just you were entertained outside. Like you look down at your watch and all of a sudden you're like, man, we've been here for 2 hours. Like you wouldn't believe how much stuff there was going on. It's really cool.
Well, I told you before that when I saw you there with your family, it really hit me in the heart. I said, this is why I'm doing this.
Yeah.
Here's somebody I know, but I saw seeing his family grow. This is what we're doing it for.
Right.
We're doing it for Rick.
That's what his dad did with him.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right.
That's sort of.
Yeah.
And you're right. And I walked out. I this is interesting. Saturday at Long Beach was the most fun Saturday I've ever had at a hall show in my entire life. Everybody, the dealers were happy. The people were happy.
It was a great day.
You walked out on that patio. There's all these food trucks. People eating the kitchen trout. They're racing ducks. They're casting. They're shooting air guns. And the dogs are jumping. It was so much fun.
The live band was great. Just the whole vibe was really cool. It was great. It was awesome.
We're going to try to recreate that here. And that was the point of bringing the all into the pavilion again, getting everything
I really liked it.
Close together, so you can just kind of. Yeah, it's really great. I'm looking forward to it.
That's so cool.
You're going to have fun, Harry.
Yeah.
And look, Pat McDonald is way too modest. He has done some great stuff with seminars, but he had a grand slam home run with his session on women and fishing. It was out of the park up there, and we're doing it again.
Doing it again in Del Mar?
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah, that's cool. You have a great text?
I thought so, for sure. And it really it's really kind of perfect for both Bart, Pete, and Pat. And it's from John from Mira Mesa. Says, well, this is for Bart and Company. I love the Eastern Sierras, and I know that it's always been a huge part of the Bart Hall Show. My question is more Eastern Sierra driven. Several years ago, the DFW took over the Alpers Trout operation from Tim Alpers to plant the waters in Bishop and the surrounding areas. Do you guys know what the status is now? Are you still able to catch Alpers Trout in the Eastern Sierras?
No. But you know, we were fortunate enough, Jenny and I, to have Tim take us out to his family ranch when it was just
the pond.
And he showed us. You know, they have the interesting thing there is that the water came out of the ground at a certain temperature. It was cold, but it didn't vary. So that's how they did.
It's the headwaters of the Owens River,
right? And they put little tiny trout in some boxes, and then they had nets over as the fish were at one pool and then another pool. And it was a gradual slope down through the whole property. And you see how they keep them here, and then they get a little bigger, and they get a little bigger. Finally, they got big enough they didn't have to have nets over the top of them. It was really, really cool.
Yeah. And that being said, Mammoth Lakes does a great job of stocking trout still. Yes. They have some alternative ways to stock big trout.
Well, they're going to stock over 10 tons.
The amount of trout that the DFW or whatever they're called now puts into Crowley Lake. That lake is so prolific with food. Those trout grow very, very fast in there. So by the time they plant in the fall and then the following year, those trout start to.
And what people don't actually realize is there are some trout there that they can reproduce the hatchery with, but they go to that stream there.
Oh yeah,
where the marina is, there's a little tiny stream.
Uh-huh.
And there's a lot of nice trout that go up there and spawn and they come back down.
So there'll be a lot of Mammoth Lakes will be there.
Yeah, Mammoth Lakes is the sponsor of the trout pond.
Okay,
has been for 10 years.
Okay, so if people have questions about fishing up in the Eastern Sierra,
Big Sierra section, Convict Lake is the sponsor
Bishop.
As well. Bishop,
yeah,
Mono. All those people.
Yeah. All right. That's great.
Awesome. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming away, including checking in with the Catch Report and a whole lot more with Bart and Pat. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Low, low, low gas prices, great service, and free ice is what Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena is all about. For your car, truck, and especially your trailer boat, you need Summit Gasoline. The savings are substantial when you fill up at the Summit, but they don't compromise on service. No way. The great staff is attentive, friendly, and ready to help. When you pull up to the pumps, notice how clean it is, the great sound system, and, of course, the low gas and diesel prices. Walk into the Summit Gasoline Bistro and check out the selection of frozen bait and chum, the top-of-the-line Italian coffee, and so much more. Now, hear this. Get 100 pounds of ice free with a 35-gallon minimum purchase and stock up on snacks, beer, water, soda, and fishing licenses for your trip. Just when you need low gas prices most, Summit Gasoline at the Sports Arena comes to the rescue. Summit Gasoline. Low prices, friendly staff, free ice, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena. Get ready for the most exciting sports show of the year. The giant 14th annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Tackle Boat and Travel Show. March 7th to the 10th at the OC Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. Check out hundreds of sport fishing exhibitors, manufacturers, tackle dealers,
fishing boats and fishing resorts taking up all seven halls at the fairgrounds. 217,000 square feet. Plus fantastic seminars and a free kids trout pond. Backed by popular demand, the PCS show also has freshwater to cover bass and trout. Learn from some of the top names in the sport fishing industry. From catching giant bluefin, swordfish, calico, bass, and more. Take advantage of incredible show specials from major tackle retailers and boat dealers. Talk to the top fishing travel destinations. 4 full days, Thursday, March 7th to Sunday, March 10th. The 14th annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Tackle Boat and Travel Show at the O.C. Fairn Event Center in Costa Mesa. Don't miss it.
Hey, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano, and I got to tell you, you know, that Tranx is something else.
Oh, it's so sweet. Yeah,
we're packing up to go to Lake Picacho's here in a week, and I put my Tranx 200s in there for sure. I can't wait.
Well, speaking of Mexico bass fishing, I did a little upgrading myself this year. I treated myself to a couple of new reels, and I ordered two of the brand new Corrado, the newest generation, which I think we're up to an M now. Now you know, obviously when with Trinidad and Talica, there's Trinidad A and Talica A, and you know they start lettering things. They go to new generations. Corrado has been such a staple and a platform. They're up to Corrado M now. That's how many generations. And I just got two of the new M's, and I ordered a brand new Bantam. And I'm really stoked. Treated myself to a couple new reels. That new Corrado is sweet. Low-dollar pocketbook, but an awesome freshwater bass reel. Yeah. Really cool.
Well, if you're going bass fishing, there's nothing like it. Shimano at your local Shimano dealer.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
There are moments that change our perception of what is and isn't possible. Cosmic shifts where the stars align with the earth to alter how we see the world. The release of King Tide is one of those moments. This is the crowning achievement of Costa's 40-year legacy on the water. The culmination of every innovation and lessons learned up until this point. Wins and losses and highs and lows have brought us here to stand witness to a legacy brought to life. To achieve the ultimate potential on the water. Costa King Tide. Rule the water.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning talking all things Bart Hall Del Mar Show. Again, it's happening this week, February 15th through the 18th, starting this Thursday. I can't wait, man. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, for sure. Well, it's time for the Catch Report.
You got it, man. It is time for the Catch Report. Today, sponsored in part by our great friends. We talked to them yesterday, Norris Lithium Batteries. They're here in Southern California, designed specifically for marine use. Norris Lithium Batteries features prismatic cells for extreme durability, solid connections, longevity, and reliability, and that great Norris Guardian Vantage battery management system allows you to monitor the health and charging status by using an app on your phone. Norris also has a complete line of kayak and electric reel batteries. Make an investment in the best for your boat with Norris Lithium. Check NorrisLithium.com or go see the Trolling Motor Doctor or Angler's Marine for your Norris Lithium batteries.
Yeah, you could go to the show this week and talk to Kyle or Rick at the Angler's Marine booth, and I'll bet they'll fill your ears with Norris.
That was really cool talking to Kyle yesterday about how you can set the boat up with the trolling motor batteries. That was rad. Yeah, I had a lot of fun with that. Hey, well, speaking of a lot of fun, let's head on up to Dana War Sport Fishing. Talk to the man. Captain Ryan Woolley is on the line. What's up, Woolley?
What's going on this morning, guys? Good morning, everybody.
Morning. Yeah, having fun. Finally got some weather. We're drying out a little bit.
Oh, my gosh. I was tired of wringing stuff out. That was gnarly. That was crazy. It seemed like it was never going to end. Oh, holy moly. Well, you know, through that, three-quarter day fishing really just unchanged for us as we, you know, we target that sculpin and that whitefish. The fishing's excellent. Yesterday we got out there and out there off Box Canyon, 220 feet of water, and it was excellent fishing for both whitefish and sculpin. What the amazing part was this water temp, 59.5 degrees still. So even after that just battering that we took, right, just absolute battering, the runoff and whatnot, everything, every conceivable way that water could have changed, it didn't. So still the same, 59.5. That water closer into the beach as you'd expect. Yeah, it was a little washed out with you know, every creek opening up and dumping out and whatnot with all the runoff. But still, the same thing with the water temps. The bass action on the live sardine kind of near the bottom had a little bit of play this week. Also did the cut baits, some nice sand bass on the cut baits like that mackerel, some sculpin and whitefish in the mix there. But, you know, nothing really special about the week. You know, we did get out a few days. Obviously, it was short with the weather. But light loads, still some good fish to be had. And, you know, for the beating that we took, it was just amazing that everything just kind of bounced right back to where it was, like nothing had happened. It was kind of mind-boggling. So excellent time to come fishing light loads. It's a great time to get that first-timer, the, you know, kids out on the water with that sculpin fishing. Yeah, it's in a couple hundred feet of water, but it really couldn't be any simpler dropping that rubber lure down to the bottom. And the quality has been excellent on those sculpin and whitefish. So come give that a shot if you want this week. It looks like some good weather up through the weekend, so or up until the weekend. But give us a call here, number 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out at danawharf.com, and we will be down there in Del Mar. We'll be at the show through the 4 days down there.
We can see you, Kevin Bryan?
Yeah, I'll be down there. I'll be down there Thursday and Friday.
And Thursday and Friday in the booth at the Del Mar show.
Yes, sir. You'll be down there for a couple days.
I got to jump in here and tell you, people don't know how much Dana Wharf does for sport fishing in Southern California.
Absolutely.
But between Donna and Brian and everybody there behind the scenes, they really are looking out for us.
Oh, yeah. And the huge support is the CCA, the whole thing.
And Donna's going to be one of the panel ladies for the symposium
For the women's symposium?
On Saturday at 3:15. So,
all right.
Yeah, there'll be eight very notable ladies there. Celia from Searcher.
No kidding.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, Holly from
Henry's. Cool.
So, yeah. So, yeah, definitely. And so we're looking forward to that. It's going to be very, very fun.
How fun. And that's what time on Saturday?
3:15 to 5:15 on Saturday. And some of the ladies.
The Women's Symposium.
The Women's Symposium. Yeah, yeah. Right after the Department of Fish and Wildlife Symposium, wow. Moderated by the CCA.
Wow, fantastic. Yeah. Wayne's the master at that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's fun. He's fun.
Yeah.
He's
never at a loss for words.
Yeah. There's no doubt about that. Thank goodness, right? That's his job. Hey, Brian, great to hear from you. We'll see you at the show this Thursday through Sunday at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. And, of course, Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Just get on the website, Let's Talk Hookup website. You can click that banner on the front page and get right over there. Thanks, Brian. We'll talk to you here.
Right on, guys.
Next Sunday.
See you, Willie.
Sounds like a plan. All right, guys, have a great week. We'll see you sometime this week. All right, have a good week.
See you, bro.
Thanks for that. Hey, I want to bring up, while we're waiting for Gunday and our next caller, I want to bring up some of this being Rick Rockhard Rick's birthday. Happy birthday, Ricky.
Thanks,
he did a really cool thing I saw on Facebook this morning, and that is he is asking, rather than sending gifts or whatever, to make a donation to Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea for his birthday. And that's really cool. And already several people have donated money.
Cool, that's cool.
And that's really cool. So how are people going to do that, Rick?
It's just done through Facebook, and if you're on there and there's a, you know, there's just a little tab, and rather than doing anything like that, it's just it's literally just a button you can push, and, you know, you can make a donation directly through there, and then they'll make sure that your donation goes directly to Friends Arallo. As we always say, it's a 501c3. There's literally nothing to it. If you happen to be on Facebook and you saw my name, it'll just pop up right there, and there's a little icon right below, and it'll just say that, you know, instead of sending anything my way, send something their way, and it just
now, if you're
really
not
cool
on Facebook, if you're not friends with Rick on Facebook, you can just go to rollokids.org and push the donate button,
mm-hmm,
and do it that way. $10, $5, $20, $100, whatever. It's a matter. It's in honor of Rockhard Rick, and let's get a bunch of
money. That's nice of you to say. Yeah, that's cool.
Sure.
But yeah, I thought that was a fun
really
thing. They make it very easy for you to do that. And if everybody did that a little bit, and you thought about it, and it was your bud's birthday, and you threw, you know, $5 or $10, like you say, if we all did that for everybody, a very small amount, it was no big deal, man. It sure adds up to a big thing real fast.
And it's all about taking kids fishing.
100%.
Yeah, that's what it's all about for sure. Hey, phones are packed.
Boy,
while we're
no
waiting. Gundy, let's jump into it.
Yes, every single phone line full. But again, if you want to get your opportunity, it's 213-432-1090. We're going to jump back into the phones and talk to Ed. He's calling us from Mira Mesa this morning. Ed, thanks again for joining us.
Hey, good morning, guys. I have a couple questions. about the show and that. Would I be able to pick up a California fishing license at the show? And have you thought about maybe bringing Scott Lasap, the sporting chef, back to do a couple seminars?
Yes, you can get your license at the show.
You can buy it at the show.
Yeah, you can.
Department of Fish and Wildlife will be there.
Yeah, they got 40 feet in the main hall.
And you can buy a fishing license from them.
Yeah. And I have called Scott many times, said, hey, look, you don't even have to be there. You can be online. We'll get your video. We'll put up a big screen, and you can be in your house. He's just
an ungrateful guy. Yeah. What we did for him here, what we did here for him on the talk, what you did for him at the Fred Hall shows, my gosh. He just he just forgets his friends. It's like he's a big star now. He's just too important.
He's busy doing producing his TV stuff. Yeah, he's really busy.
I'm impressed you got a phone call into him.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
He'll take my call.
No, that's impressive.
Right?
No, we love Scott. He's a good guy. He's busy.
We're trying to work. I'm trying to work on something with Fisherman's Processing where we will do some fish filleting demonstrations, and I'm going to try to work with one of the sushi chefs down here.
Fantastic.
To do some cooking. We may have to modify it a little bit because we're kind of late with the Department of Health, but we're trying to do something even for this year. I'm working on it.
Well, we won't tell anybody if you don't.
Okay.
All right. Hey, great. Hey, here's a great text from Corey in Escondido. He says, happy birthday, Rick. Good morning to all of you. I just wanted to say thank you to Bart, Ginny, and now Pat for giving us anglers a home where we can gather and celebrate our passion. I know you call it a family show because there's so much families to do, but so much for families to do. But for me, I think it's more because you make everyone who comes through part of the hall family. See you at the show. Very well said, Corey.
You're going to make me cry. But I love it. Thank you. That is what we're trying to do.
That's really cool.
I had a fun text come through, too. It says, good morning, all. Greatly enjoyed the Long Beach show. I'm looking for new fishing travel opportunities. Bart or Pat, will Long Beach differ or have anybody in the travel sector that I haven't potentially talked to in Long Beach? And I just want to say, before you potentially answer that, the one thing that I have always loved about Del Mar is the pace that exactly he's looking for offers. Long Beach can get a little crazy, and it just can. I was there on Saturday, and there was always time for everybody, but it just gets a little busy. And Del Mar always has offered a better one-on-one, especially if you're in the mode that Ted is in here in trying to plan a trip. It just allows you more time with whether it be a lodge operator or a person booking a spot. Like, Del Mar gives you that pace that's really nice to book a trip. But I'll let you guys go in terms of, you know, will there be lodge representations and that kind of stuff for Del Mar?
Well, there are, but there will be more in the future because we're trying to change the dates a little bit. Right now, we're day for day against the Portland show, and a lot of the travel guys go there because it's closer to where they do their business.
Alaska and stuff.
Yeah. So we're, and those guys who run that show are my friends. Matter of fact, their father used to do the dog act at the Pan Pacific Auditorium when my dad was doing this.
Wow.
And then they came up, he said, "Would Fred, would you mind if I did this up in Portland?" My dad said, "I don't care. I'm not in Portland."
That's cool.
Anyway, yeah, I think there's a lot there. There's a lot at Del Mar. There'll be more in the future. I think depending on what you want to do, you can go to Africa, or you can go up to Canada.
Or Panama.
We got all that stuff there.
Got it covered.
Someone who isn't there, who I really think highly of, is Valerie Hopridge from Greece. She had a conflict.
She was in Long Beach, but she
had a conflict.
She's a busy lady.
Oh, she's very busy. But, it's stuff like that. We want to support the people who support us. And even if she's not there, we want to do that for her.
That's cool. Yep. Hey, I want to remind you, this portion of the show, it's on. We've been talking about it all the time. This week, during the Bart Hall show, the Bill Varney will be having seminars Thursday through Sunday covering rods, reels, bait, and finding fish on the beach. You can ask questions. You can learn all about the light line surf fishing each day at 3 p.m. on the Accurate Saltwater stage. You can stop by Bill's booth where he's going to have the newest in surf fishing gear and maybe even offering a few secrets to make you a better surf angler. Check it out all this week. again, 3 p.m. seminar at the Bart Hall Show. And when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including a big block of your phone calls and texts. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Hi, I'm Bart Hall, and I want to thank you for visiting our shows over the last 76 years. Many of you hearing this will have caught your first fish at the Kids Fish Free Drop Pod. And this year at the Bart Hall Shows, February 15th to 18th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds, we are going to gather once again to celebrate the passion of outdoor recreation. Please come and join us. And while you're there, stop by the Coastal Conservation Association of California booth and become a member. California needs your help, and CCA Cal is the only organization with any chance of protecting our fishing access. This year, CCA Cal will start the Star Tournament in Southern California. This is one of the nation's most successful fishing tournaments, but it is the first time it's been introduced to California. Win fabulous prizes, including a brand new Parker boat and Yamaha motor. Learn all the details of the Star Fishing Tournament at the CCA Cal booth at the Bart Hall Shows. Details at hallshows.com.
When you want dependable service for your outboard or a new or used boat, your first choice should be H&H Marine at their new location near where the 5 and 805 freeway meets. North County, Central, or South, the new H&H Marine is near you. They also have added an amazing lineup of boats for both fishing and pleasure cruising, like Barletta and Godfrey pontoon boats and Hurricane runabouts, all on display. Defiance fishing boats and many used boats are available too, along with Yamaha and Mercury outboard sales and service. Speaking of service, Jeff and his crew have you covered. As a factory-authorized Yamaha and Mercury service center, H&H Marine will be sure the job is done right. They have Blue Water Basic, both sales and expert installation, as well as Tackacat inflatables. The perfect tender for your boat. For outboard sales and service, pontoon boats, fishing boats, and bait tank systems, check out H&H Marine at their new location, 10685 Roselle Street in San Diego. Check H&H HMarineSB.com.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
This is Captain Art Taylor from Searcher Sport Fishing. Your hook is one of the most important links to catching fish. And at Searcher Sport Fishing, we use and recommend Gamagatsu hooks. The Gamagatsu Nautilus hook is best for tuna. And now with a variety of sizes all the way down to size 4, Gamagatsu hooks are the ones to use. It's important to be prepared with the right tackle when you come aboard Searcher, so that should include Gamagatsu hooks.